While Republicans stressed that they're still discussing how to handle the money, leaders were clear on a few key principles going forward. Governor Scott Walker said it did not lessen the need to curb public employee collective bargaining rights, and he did not think it was needed to mitigate cuts to schools.
The fact is, we have mitigated the cuts. Overall, we've given local school districts more than enough savings to offset any reductions in state aid collectively across the state of Wisconsin. Those tools need to be there not just for this budget, but they need to be there for the next budget 2 years from now and 4 years from now.
Walker said the money should be used to pay off debt and get the state's fiscal house in order. Republican Joint Finance Committee co-chair Robin Voss said largely the same thing, stressing the need to fill a hole in the state's medical malpractice fund for doctors and pay money owed to the state of Minnesota.
We have to, number one, pay our bills. We know that we have the Patients' Compensation Fund, which hasn't been repaid yet, and that money is definitely due. We have the opportunity to do things like the Minnesota tax reciprocity and other changes that have got to happen.
Voss said lawmakers could then consider reducing cuts to other programs like senior care and recycling. But Democrats said the money should be used to roll back devastating cuts to public education and the UW system. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.